Rock, sport, and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Now, you'll have heard us talking about the No More Knives campaign and how it's grown over the past couple of years. Of course, it's something that's very close to many people here at Radio City, and it's a hugely important message that's been put across. So hashtag No More Knives, very prevalent on social media, and a lot of people in the city, it's very close to their heart. So let's welcome one lady into the studio who perhaps knows more about it than most. Laura Hughes is going to be running the Rock and Roll Half Marathon to raise money and run it in memory of her late brother, who was stabbed to death in 2001. So let's have a word with Laura now, won't you, Laura?
Hiya.
Tell us a bit about your brother, first of all, Colin.
So Colin was 21 when he was murdered. It was a terrible case of mistaken identity. He'd gone out on a night out with his friends and he never came home. Something that my family have, I'd say, struggled to come to terms with. Next year, Colin would be 40, and we feel as a family it's quite an important thing to acknowledge that he would be 40 even though he's not here. So we've decided to try and do something positive to raise awareness of the hashtag No More Knives, but also to do something in his memory to honour him. So we've got a team together, which actually just started off as me, my brothers and my husband running. I don't run. I can't run a bath. Well, I can run a bath, but I don't run. So me running to the corner shop would be a big deal. So we decided to get this little group together, and we were going to take on the half marathon in May next year. And this little group has gone from me and my brothers to we've got over 50 plus members now, which is just out of this world amazing that people want to do this and do it in my brother's memory and for this cause, for raising awareness of hashtag No More Knives. It's just absolutely unbelievable. And it's had a snowball effect because other people are wanting to get involved and give it some exposure. And now we've set up the Just Giving page for the money that we raise is going to go direct to Cash for Kids to help children in this area. So many people have got involved and said, how else can we help you? You know, what else can we do?
So it's had a massive effect. If we consider that it's 17 years since, obviously, this terrible tragedy happened to your family, and yet perhaps the message has snowballed a bit more in the past couple of years in terms of No More Knives in the city. Do you feel there's been a long period of time where perhaps there hasn't been that message being put across? Your family suffered something and perhaps the rest of the city hadn't bought into that message?
100%. When our Colin died in 2001, social media didn't exist. There wasn't Facebook, there wasn't Twitter, there wasn't Instagram. You relied on your news from radio stations and from local press. So when it actually happened, it was a very big deal. There was nothing else around at the time that of that magnitude. So, and also because we were just a normal family from a working class family from Crosby, it was huge. But it seems to have, I didn't really hear that much after that about knife crime up until recently, I'd say in the last couple of years. And I feel like every other day someone's being stabbed, or every weekend there's someone's being stabbed, and it's absolutely horrific. I mean, a friend of ours, another Crosby family, Alan Cork, has just lost his son last year. You know, it was his 1 year anniversary the other day. You know, it's just a normal lad going out on a night out with his family celebrating his 21st birthday, and he didn't come home. I've got two children, an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I'm absolutely petrified of them growing up in this culture that people think is normal. You know,
people think carrying knives is it acceptable? Even young people going out, heading to school, as we've heard in previous interviews, with knives.
It's horrific. My brother doesn't work in this area. He works in another area. And he's got a senior position within a school. And he's actually had a child in school with a knife. A child in year 8. So they're like 12, is it? 12, 13 maybe? I mean, what possesses kids to think that it's okay? You know, I used to say, if someone pushes you, you push them back. you know, don't be a walkover. But I've completely changed my stance on that with my kids now. And I say to James, you got a bike, that's my eldest son, he got a bike for Christmas last year, a good bike. Like all the kids have good bikes. Mm. And he's now wanting to go to school on his bike, which is like giving me heart failure. You know, he's wanting to go out on it. And I've said, if anyone ever asks you for your bike or they try and take your bike, let them take it. Don't try and put up a fight. Just let them take it, because nothing is more important than your life.
Has this problem always existed now then? Is that how you feel about it? Obviously, you suffered yourselves as a family with the loss of Colin. If you look back over the past 18 years, has it got worse, do you think, in the city?
I would say yeah. Because when I grew up, and like when I would go out, you'd see the occasional fight, but it would be it'd be two fellas usually having a physical fight. That would be it. It would be the end of it. And then you'd hear of other things outside nightclubs where someone was maybe have been shot, which was very few and far between. I don't recall a big knife crime story, but I just feel, whether it's that I'm more aware of it now, I don't know, but I just feel like constantly there's, you know, I seen a WhatsApp message that someone sent me of two knives that were taken from a restaurant and were took off somebody who was going into a pub. That was only the other night. Two knives just that were literally taken from a restaurant in Liverpool. And it's like, what's going through people's minds while they're eating the dinner? Oh, I'll take them out with me. You know, it's just, it really is ridiculous. And you can't, you know, mix that with alcohol on a night out. And it's just a bad combination.
And perhaps we all think that we would be the last to be affected by knife crime. I'm presuming you would have never expected Colin
not in a million years
to be a victim of something like this.
Not in a million years. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I am quite emotional about it at the minute because I feel two things. I'm at the, you know, the right, what we're doing right now is right. It's 100%. I feel like we're in the right place at the right time to raise awareness of this message. But raising awareness is amazing, but it's not good. We need to do something that's actually going to impact and make people rethink about what they're doing before they go on a night out. Make the parents accountable for what their kids are doing. I never in a million years when I was growing up, but we were, you know, one girl, four boys, mum and dad, all, you know, enjoyed family holidays, lived in a nice area. The day that my mum and dad came home and said, Colin's been murdered, is something that is etched in my brain that I will never, ever, ever, ever get over. And that was just the beginning of, you know, a nightmare, because the Colin being killed is one thing. The funeral is one thing. You know, the funeral, he had to be buried. He couldn't be cremated because he's classed as evidence. He could be dug up at any bloody... He could be dug up at any time. Then going to trial, coming face to face with the people that killed him and their families thinking that they're innocent. It's just another...
It's a never-ending nightmare.
And then, you know, a few years go by and then they'll appeal and that gets knocked back, and then another few years go by and they'll appeal. It's like never-ending, you know. And then you've got other things, birthdays, special occasions. You know, he never got to get married. He never got to have children. He never got to be present at any of our big events like that. And I think, what was the point in his life? So it really does shock me then to the core when I hear about, you know, lovely Sam Cooke, again, come from a dead good family, worked hard, his life had just begun, skilled job, and he went out and didn't come home. And his parents and family are at the beginning of that journey right now, you know.
And undoubtedly, other families will suffer in the future.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important that people talk about that No More Knives message, and that it's not a hidden message.
Yeah.
It becomes a very public conversation in our city.
I don't want, oh, you know, someone else is being killed via knife crime, and it'd be like, oh, it's just another one. You know, it's like oh, right, okay. It needs to be when something happens, it's shocking. Because people need to be shocked into doing something, you know. My kids, I'd like to say I know exactly what they're doing, at all times. But they are only young, you know. But there is right and wrong, and I think it does start. No, I'd say it starts at the parents. The parents have got to be accountable for educating their kids on what's right and wrong, because, you know, a lot of what I've seen in the case of our Colin as well, he was 21. The monsters that killed him were not much older.
So society needs to be accountable in terms of the message. When you run the half marathon, the rock and roll marathon. Sorry, is it a full marathon or half marathon?
It's a full marathon. You can do a full marathon.
You're doing 26 miles?
No, I'm doing 13 miles.
Well, that's good enough anyway. When you run this, is it going to be poignant because you're thinking about Colin? And is there also a little bit of additional emotion because you're actually thinking about the No More Knives message?
Bit of both. I think it's going to be extremely emotional. Emotional because, you know, I've been training for a few weeks and I can do about 5K. But even doing that, you know, that's... I look like I've run a marathon after doing a mile. Really, really do. By next May, I'll be fine. And so will the team. But I think it's going to be really, really emotional because our team just keeps growing. Every single day, people are getting in contact. And these people aren't just getting in contact saying, I'd like to support. They're actually signing up. They're paying money to get involved. And I think on the day, people will be thinking about, you know, Colin, his birthday. But equally, all the suffering all the families in our great city and what they're going through because of acts of using a knife.
Because of knife crime. Laura, thank you so much for opening up about this. In memory of Colin McGinty is the Just Giving page. And there's plenty of time between now and the actual run in which perhaps you can give something there. It all goes to Cash for Kids, of course, Radio City's charity, which helps fund some incredible children's causes right across our region. So Just Giving in memory of Colin McGinty. And you need to step up the fitness, Laura.
I am, I'm trying.
10 miles soon. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
Lovely to chat.
This is The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.